so many thoughts and so much noise, it feels like a migraine almost.
And what would your mind need?
I feel like some peace and quiet.
It's so fun. I want to share with you the image I had. I'm curious if that will resonate. It's almost you have all these voices in your head. Imagine a theater, and there were all these voices jumping around. It's a complete mess. It's uncontrolled. Like they were jumping everywhere. No one was sitting and running over the major stage. And now we are asking all these voices that show up through different sentences you said before, and asking them to just sit down, take a seat in the theater. And I see them all like as little people sitting down, and they look at the stage, and on the stage, they see what is happening in your chest. Welcome to the inner space. This is for you if you need encouragement to be more yourself and explore your own path. Maybe because you feel different, too sensitive, or just not able to do things as everyone else seems to. There is a way, and it's your unique way. I'm Gloria Jansen. I am a coach, a healing artist, and a surfer. I am here to help you ride the waves of life, work, and business to find that deeper alignment with your creative and sensitive soul. If this feels like you, I invite you to know yourself better, feel all the emotions, and trust yourself so you experience the freedom and fulfillment of being and doing you. Subscribe now to catch the next wave to the inner space where authenticity sets you free. This episode is for you if you keep on delaying your next step, even though you feel this is the one you want to pursue. So you feel you want to create something, you feel this is the path you want to take, this is a project that you want to follow and birth, but you are procrastinating. For some reasons, you are stuck and you are not moving. This is a coaching session where I am supporting Antoinette, who is a generator, profile 3-5. And she comes with that exact situation of, okay, I know my path is a creative one. She studied as a photographer, wants to become also a creative director, but I am afraid of being visible. I'm afraid of being seen. That's how she phrases it. And many doubts are coming up in her mind, like self-worth, doubt if she's good enough, if she will be able to make it. If it will work for her, especially coming from a background in her family where a creative path was not necessarily taken seriously, a desirable path. So there she needs to have an extra level of trust in herself, in her own path, and also braveness and courage to go onto her path. I don't want to share more because this is an extremely powerful session, and I will tell you more in the conclusion on how I see the shift. It shows you how we move from coaching work, like asking her questions, into her human design, where it's useful to guide her, and into energy work, as I will guide her in moving with the intensity of her mind and the gut feeling of this is right, because that's the tension she experiences. I hope you will enjoy this session as much as I do, and I see you in the conclusion. Welcome, Antoinette, to this coaching session. I would love to hear what you want to work around today.
Thank you. So I think I have a huge issue in terms of moving forward with my career, but also in general, I feel like with life, it also translates to life. And I would say this, the root is like issues of self-worth and feeling like I am not enough. So I feel like subconsciously I self-sabotage a lot. And for context, I am in the creative field. I am a photographer and aspiring creative director. I recently graduated from university last year. And I feel there's a dissonance between my gut feeling and my mind. I feel like my mind is full of doubts, but my gut feeling, I know that I want to pour towards my interests, but it's always like in my mind, there's like noise that hinders that process.
So great, that gives me already some context. Can you tell me more? How does it impact the steps you want to take professionally? Like very concretely, what would you like to do, birth, create? And how is this noise in the mind impacting it?
First, I would say visibility. I need to build a career. I need to make myself more visible, whether that's being more present in social media or launching my website and also searching for clients and searching for connections, but also working on my portfolio and reaching out to people to work on projects. And the way in which I self-sabotage, I would say I have a lot in my mind all the time. Sometimes mean a self-critic that tells me like, oh, I am not enough, or this is not worth it. And I feel like sometimes this comes up as procrastination or self-doubt, or sometimes maybe I work on a project, but it takes me ages to actually edit it and put it out for other people to see. And I would say, lastly, it's also the fact that I don't go look for opportunities that I know I could have, or even if I don't have them, but just to be brave enough to actually go search for those opportunities that are out there. Yeah.
Super clear. And what does your gut feeling say about that?
Oof, my gut feeling says just go for it. Just go for it because there's no other option. It's hard for me to imagine another way of living that is outside of following my passions, which is everything that's visual arts, everything creative. In my case, at least right now, specifically, it's photography and it's creative direction. And yes, it's completely the opposite from what my mind tells me, which is like, this is not serious. You are not good enough to pursue these things. But then my gut feeling is telling me like, no, you need to pour into these things because this is what makes you feel alive. And this is what genuinely makes you happy.
I love already your level of awareness as you share this. It's very helpful. You will see in how we'll move forward. Where do these voices come from? This is not serious, for example.
I think it's the fact that I grew up in an environment that wasn't very supportive or very conducive for me to follow my dreams. And it's always been like, oh, you need to do something that's more practical, as opposed to something that means something to me, something that is easy, something that is going to bring revenue, something that is safe or is considered to be safe in society. And yeah, I've always been told at home to follow, and even in school, actually, to follow a more traditional path. But I know that I'm not one to follow a more traditional path because I've always struggled with that. And I've always struggled, even in school. It was hard for me to really put in the effort. And when I did, sometimes I did get good grades, sometimes I didn't, but it was just really hard because it didn't come as natural for me to follow a more traditional path.
So I feel really from everything you are sharing, you have extreme clarity on what you want and desire for your life, because you are super aware and critical in the, I'm saying that in a positive sense, of what you received, and aware that it's not your path. You said it's considered to be safe. It's already, okay, yes, it can be safe, but I won't feel safe like in my life. I won't feel alive if I do that. So all of that, I feel you already have a strong inner connection to what I want for my life. So that's super clear. And I want to mirror that back so that you can see it even more. And of course, trust it even more, but we will work on that. So that's already a super positive point. Now I want to know, what is the step or the steps that need to be done between where you are and you living what you actually want? Really living as a creative person, a photographer, a creative director?
Oh, that's a difficult question. I fail to manage my constant self-doubt better, or even to challenge it, I would say. Yes. And just also, I guess, just the practical steps of, okay, I'm going to pour into building my portfolio, putting myself out there, finding the people, because at the end of the day, this is an industry where you can have the skills, but you also have to, which is something that I actually like, but I struggle a lot with. I think it's community-based, and you really need to have those contacts to get the jobs that you would like to have. And for that, you have to build community. But I feel like that's a bit hard for me because I struggle with, oh, but the people are not going to like me. And yes, I think it always somehow boils down to the self-worth issue, because even though these are things that I know I could do, there's a big wall. I struggle to go through that wall, even if there could be a door that's already open, but I'm just like, is it safe for me to cross this door? Is it worth it? Am I going to be good enough once I cross this door? Are the opportunities going to come to me, even if I put in the effort? It's a lot of questions and a lot of self-doubt, I would say.
And how will you know the answers to these questions?
I guess I will have to actually cross that door. I will have to actually take those steps that we're talking about. I just feel like it feels counterintuitive for me in a way, even though, again, I'm contradicting myself a little bit, but even though my gut feeling is telling me like, this feels right, there's so much noise in my mind that it just feels, what it's supposed to feel natural feels very counterintuitive in a way.
Yeah. Yes. And I can imagine that, like, if I dive into your human design, so you are a generator, your profile is 3/5. And if I look at the centers, so the energy centers on your chart, there is a split, triple split, it's called, and I will explain what it means for you, is we all have different centers in our human design chart, and they can be connected or not connected with a channel in between. So just imagine information is circulating, or there can be gaps, and it's fine. Some of us have it, some of us don't. There is nothing problematic with it, but it's good to know so you can help yourself better. And you have your energy centers in the head that are defined. So defined, it means you are creating the energy there. So it's called the head and the ajna. And I really understand when you say, okay, there is a lot going on in my mind, like all the time. And it's like, you cannot be quiet. Mm-hmm. And you have all this very intense energy in the mind. And then there is a gap because there is no connection between other energy centers in your body. And this split is, you have to imagine, it's almost like you have your energy in the gut and you really can't trust that gut feeling as a generator. It's called the sacral response. It's like in your belly, lower belly, but it can be felt in your entire body, this sensation of, okay, yes, this is for me. Yes, I want that. And we can dive into that later if needed, but really that sensation that lives in the body. But you have to imagine, okay, there is the energy in the head and there is the energy in the lower part of the body, but they are not directly connected. So it's either I live in my mind or I live in my body. I live in my mind, I live in my body. And with that separation, I can truly imagine how it feels inside of you to help you. And that's really the message also of human design. Human design is there to learn us all to move with our body's intelligence and use the mind more as an assistant. And your mind serves others greatly. So I can truly imagine you working and through your ideas, your perspective, your opinions, you can tell people, okay, that's how I would do the angle of, I don't know, the scene. That's what the story I would tell. I've understood that from who you are, and guiding people with your mind. But your mind is there to support others or to assist you in implementing what the gut feels.
Mm-hmm.
The mind is not the center of decision in human design. And that's what I love about human design, is like your body knows and your mind is there to help you put it in place.
Interesting.
So if you rely on your mind, it's just, for all of us, extremely creative and creating stories why it would not work, why we are not good enough. And it's especially the mind, if you go more into neurosciences, the mind is based only on past experience. So how it operates, the brain sees life based on past experiences. It's like it's just living and seeing things based on what it knows. But the body has an intelligence and can sense, feel, and also especially your soul knows things that you don't even know. And that's where the guidance can come from to support you. And that's where this other part that we touched, like, knows this is correct for you, knows that this is the life you want. So there is this knowing, and knowing, not knowledge in the mind, but knowing in the sense, like, sensation in the body of, I don't know why, but I know.
Interesting. Yes, so, it feels very, this really speaks to me. Because I feel like, and these are also things that I guess I touch in therapy, as you explained that, yes, my mind is really operating in past experiences. So I feel like sometimes there are things that I feel that are the truth, but they're not necessarily the absolute truth. It's just that I haven't had other experiences to really inform my mind that certain situations are safe. Yes, that's why I really feel like there's this disconnect with my gut feeling, but I really like that what you said about the mind being of assistance for the body, and it's really interesting to me.
I wanted also to reflect back something I feel strongly, as I am connected to your energy, to your presence. I have no doubt that your soul is extremely creative and wants to express herself creatively, and that you have a very specific vision, approach, way of doing things. And I'm saying that just from sensation. I haven't seen your photos, I haven't seen your work, but I feel your soul is extremely strong in how she wants to contribute to the world through your unique creativity. If I connect just to your soul and I do that, this mirroring back, so that you feel yourself and so that you can tap into that more, is like almost your soul is there and says, hey, like, when are you coming? We have big projects. You are not even imagining where you are going to be in the next years. I really feel it's not even the potential, because potential feels almost, let's see if it happens. I feel really from the sensation that your soul already knows what you're going to create, and that you are going to create big things. And that's your self-doubt and your questions about, are you good enough, and minimizing yourself. Your soul is, hey, do you see yourself? Go, move, and you will see what will be possible and what you will be able to create, and how you will be desired as a collaboration, a partner in a project. When mm-hmm. I say that, how does it feel for you?
It feels like a lot of intense energy. Almost, I feel a little bit emotional, but not necessarily in a bad way. Not in a bad way, actually. I feel like this very intense energy, because I feel like it's so hard for me to see that, even though there's a part of me that knows my passion is there. And I right now feel like I'm confronted with it. And it is a disservice for me to ignore that. And now that I'm confronted with it, I just feel very intense.
And that's great that you feel that intensity, and the emotions are there, as you said, not in a bad way, but the emotion there is telling you the truth. The emotion is like, okay, yes, I feel this.
Absolutely. I feel, oof, yes. I'm even almost feel like I'm tearing up, but like happy tears, because I'm like, okay, this is something that is really in me. Why is it so hard for me to find this version of myself? And it feels like such a pure version of myself, but it feels distant. It's very true to me, but at the same time, it feels distant. So yes, it's very interesting.
I love that you're mentioning that right now. And that's another question I had is, what is the big fear? Because I feel all of this self-doubt and all these things are something that helps you. It's a bit weird to phrase it that way. Helps you to not go into that step and cross the door, as you said. What's the big fear if you move really now into that career? Like, you've done the studies, of course, but as you said, making yourself visible, if you really cross that door, what will happen or what could happen?
I feel like not being accepted. Also, this idea of not making it, not being able to find success, or at least the way I would see success. And yes, not being able to find that success, but also not being accepted or being misunderstood, whether it's directly by my peers or my family or the industry at large. Feeling accepted and feeling seen is something that is important for me. And I feel like that's one of my biggest fears, not being seen.
Before I bounce back on what you just said, can you tell me more about either examples of university? How did people react to what you created?
Surprisingly, because this contradicts my fear, but actually I've had good feedback. And I've been lucky enough to have had also certain teachers where they did push me to do more, but not necessarily in a critical way. And it's interesting because in school, like high school, middle school, primary school, I struggled a lot. But in university, because I studied photography specifically, and this is something that has been my passion since I was like 12 years old, I just felt it was the first time where I found academic success. I did have some good feedback, specifically in school. If I look at, for instance, my family and specifically my parents, I feel like it's hard for them to take anything artistic serious. So I feel like in that sense, it's not that they wouldn't see it, but it's just that they don't understand the point of it.
So when you say that, I have a sensation in my chest, in the heart, almost even a bit of tears. It's okay. And I share it with you. I want you to feel if that lands or not. My feeling is, okay, if I really go onto that career, creative path, I'm giving up on being seen and understood by my parents.
Yes. Yes, I feel like that is one of the bigger issues, even though sometimes I don't necessarily think about it so much. It's always in the back of my head, and I do feel it in my chest. I feel like that's where I feel anxiety the most intensely. It's always in my chest. And yes, I feel like at the end of the day, I am an adult right now, but sometimes I do feel like I am this little girl that is wanting to be accepted by my parents.
And what I shared is, I said, I feel, because yes, with your mind, you can tell me, of course, I'm an adult. I'm not doing that for my parents, but from the sensation and the heart feeling, there is a different story that lives inside our bodies. So that's normal that, as I said, like from the mind perspective, I'm like, I'm not looking for that, but in our hearts, like it's a meaningful thing. And we grew up educated by our parents. So our parents have been major references and might still be in our lives, depending on our paths. If we dive into the little girl you were, how did you feel seen, understood from your parents?
I feel like usually feeling seen or understood, I don't even know if understood, but if I would even use that word, but definitely feeling seen at home, it's when there's an accomplishment, usually academic, like if I have a good grade, it's always celebrated. Or yeah, I would say mostly in the academic world, because everything else, even if when I did arts, it wasn't really taken seriously. Or like I did theater, I remember, for a year. And anything that was not school, I just didn't feel seen, or I didn't feel celebrated in the same way as if I had a good grade. Yeah.
I have two things that come up. One is really, it's a sentence you said already a few times, so we know it needs to shift, is that you are not taken seriously when you go on to something more creative. And of course, there is the path for you to take yourself seriously. So that's one thing I wanted to say. The second one is also for you to gain awareness. So your profile is 3/5, and the line 5 really grows up, I want to say, since birth, with expectations being projected on you. And it's almost you had it your entire life. It can become a part of you if you're not aware of it. Am I meeting expectations? Is the silent unconscious question that can be living inside of you. And I can feel the tension inside of you even as a child, or imagining it. Okay, the expectation is that I have good grades and I succeed academically. I do my best. I bring a good grade. Yes, I'm celebrated. I'm fulfilling the desires of my parents. That's a sentence that came to me as you spoke. I'm fulfilling the desires of my parents. It's a big one. Then the tension inside of you with this other part that is, hey, but I feel this is not my path.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like 1 foot on in one direction, then the other one. And as a child and as you grew up, you were, I feel, able to accommodate both identities and the expectation on one side and your own path inside expressing it. And now I feel it's okay if really now I start this career, like I make myself visible and I truly say to the world, this is my path. What happens with this other part that I've tried to keep alive as much as possible to fulfill the desires of my parents?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like, yeah, I just feel like this intense fear of just disappointing. And even though, again, yes, it's a little bit of a split situation because I am disappointing my parents, but I am not disappointing myself. And it's almost as if I feel selfish and I am still following my path, and I had to fight a lot to follow my path. And I feel like I still am. And there's a part of me that's, of course, it's worth it because at the end of the day, I need to be the one that's happy. And hopefully at some point, my parents also will understand and also will see my happiness and have some respect for that. But I feel like, yes, it's just like this intense fear of disappointing my parents or people or myself if I don't manage to quote unquote make it. And yes, it's really complicated to really put myself in a position where I take my path seriously. Not because I don't see this for myself, but yes, just because it's conflicting with the fulfilling the desires of my parents or of other people in general. Yeah.
I take a deep breath and just check how you're breathing. This is a lot, just what we are talking about.
Yes.
Did you want to add something, or because I didn't want to interrupt you?
No, not really. It was just this same idea that I'm really just like searching for happiness and trying to define what that means for me, even if that means being a disappointment to other people. But yeah, just carrying the weight of disappointment is a lot.
Now I want to do a check. Is it true that your parents are going to be disappointed?
I think, I don't know. I feel not necessarily, especially if there are positive results that I can show them, like, oh, I'm getting this good job, I'm managing to make a living for myself. So I don't necessarily think it's true. I just think it's a bit hard to get to that point.
Very interesting how you phrased it. And now I understand the will I make it question. It's not just a question like, will I be able to sustain my lifestyle? Is if I don't make it, then I've lost any path of recognition and fulfilling the expectations of my parents, if we keep that image.
Mm-hmm.
If I phrase it differently, it creates a pressure on you need to have positive results.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't achieve it, then It's okay, I'm not following the path. Okay, let's be okay with that. I'm following my path, but if I don't get the results, then serious doubt on myself might come in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's just to gain awareness. But I want to share now with you something I felt and heard from your soul as we spoke, is really when you spoke several times, you said, what if it's not a success? And what if I'm not going to make it? You said it before, and now I understand why. Again, it's a big and important question because of this pressure from the family side that you feel and have to fulfill, have to, of course, into brackets. What I sensed as you were talking about that, and I'm not doing only coaching, as you can feel from this session. I'm bringing human design. I'm working with your energy. Like some things, I'm not asking you a question, but giving you straight the answer I feel. Of course, take it or leave it. Feel if it feels true, as I say it. But what I received, as you said, what if it's not a success from your soul, is big clarity on the fact that success is not a question. Like, it will happen. It's crazy. I'm saying that to you. It doesn't happen often that I'm here. Yeah. But your soul is very clear on the fact that success is not going to be a problem. Though, and that's important to hear, it's like success needs you to fully assume, own your way of being creative, your unique creativity. So if you go into that world with edited, censored presence, like if you don't go really with what you sense, your gut feeling, your passion, then success is going to be harder. But the more, and that's a path, it doesn't mean like it's on and off or white or black, because of course, when you start, you might be a bit more shy. And step by step, you feel you are seen, people like what you do, and you like you trust yourself more and more. Like, it's a journey, that's completely fine. But the more you will go with your way of creating, the more success you will find. And I'm saying this again, what I felt is success is not going to be a problem.
Interesting. Yes, you said something really interesting about going about it in a way where I am not editing myself or censoring myself. And I feel like right now I am very much censoring myself very heavily. And as I've been saying through the whole session, I feel like, yeah, I have these two energies that are contradicting themselves. The one where I'm so sure about my path, and the one where it's just like the one that's censoring me and that's like in a way oppressing me. And it's really interesting that you really see that success is something that is just going to happen, because I feel like deep down I know that to be true, and I know that I am someone that is also very, what's the word? I am very hard-headed. If I want something, I know I can get it. But at the same time, I do have these doubts. But even if I have these doubts, it's just that for me, it's so hard to imagine other alternatives where I just conform to things that are not meant for me. It's almost like I can just see one vision and that's it. And I've been like this since I was a child. But the older and older I get, the more I learned to censor myself. Like, and I do understand that this is not natural to me. And it's just, I feel like this is why it feels like such a problem, because it's not natural for me to just step away from the things that I am passionate about.
And the entire description you made of, since I was a child, like I had something in mind, I would do it. That's a lot in your design as well. So that you can rely on to, as you've been so far. I want to propose you to do an exercise with your body. If you are okay to close your eyes, but you can keep them open if you feel safer, I will close them so I can support you best. Okay. And you can just check how you are sitting, if you are sitting properly, if you feel good in your body. Maybe it's the moment to just sense different parts of your body and relax them. Take a deeper breath in and out. Relax your shoulders. Relax as much as possible your forehead, your eyes, your jaws, thanking your mind for all its presence and activity. And I'm inviting your mind to focus on your body and your sensations. And you create that bridge through your breath breathing in and out in your own rhythm. And you can just take the information on how you are feeling in your body right now. Nothing needs to be done with that. Just acknowledge it. And decide to relax your shoulders if they are tense. If you need to move your neck, your head, do whatever you need. And now I want you to picture almost like two spheres. One is the sphere of your mind. If you want to give him, her a funny name or personify it, you are welcome. The idea is really that you see your mind each time it starts to chat and bring all the self-doubt, the questions. Well, is there any name that would come up for you, or an animal, or how would you picture it?
For some reason, the name Lydia came to me, but it was very random. But
can you tell me again? I didn't hear it.
Lydia.
Lydia?
Yes.
Perfect. Keep it like that. And that's for you also for the future beyond this session. So in one sphere, you have Lydia. And then on the other one, you have the sphere that is your soul. So you know the deep inner knowing that this is your path, that success is going to happen, that your human being and your soul is a creative one, and that there is, you don't see even any other path, like this inner knowing, this inner passion and fire for what you love doing. And I want just to hear right now, if you had to just see which sphere, what's the dimension? Is there one bigger than the other one? Are they the same?
I feel like they are the same at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's almost as if the sphere of my soul feels heavier in a way.
The sphere
or
of
more
your...
intense.
You said the sphere of your soul feels heavier?
Yes.
And is it in a good sense or uncomfortable sense?
I feel like in a good sense.
Okay, so I also saw the two spheres also in a similar dimension, so it's interesting. And I like the idea of the heaviness, like almost it's more dense. If you can imagine putting your hand on the sphere, at least in your own way, getting in touch with it, and you start with the sphere, with which sphere would you start? I want to know.
Definitely the soul one.
Yes, that's the one I felt too. So connect to it. And when you are seeing that sphere, feeling it, maybe you can, yeah, really picture yourself being very close to it. Maybe you are in it, depending on what feels okay and correct today. What happens when you are in touch with that sphere for you, for your project, for the next steps?
I feel like part of me feels a sense of warmth,
mm-hmm.
but also just groundedness. And I feel like maybe that's why it feels heavy, but not in a bad way, but in the sense of I feel grounded.
Yes. When you are in touch with that sphere, what would you do in the next days or hours after this session? Or what do you desire and want to do?
In a very, what's the word I'm looking for? In a very broad way, I think it's just moving forward. Because I feel like I'm really stuck usually, but what this fear is telling me to do or encouraging me to do is to move forward, whatever that looks like, whether it's tending to myself by being more present and just maybe that looks like a meditation or going for a walk or simply just taking the next steps. Okay, I'm going to start working on my website, or I'm gonna edit these pictures that I've been procrastinating, but just the opposite of what I've been doing right now, which is being stagnant.
Do you feel from that invitation able to move forward?
Yes, with a little bit of fear, but I do feel like that is what I'm supposed to be doing, not out of obligation, but because it's what would feel good for me.
Okay, great. Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you, but it's exactly what I wanted to feel. It's not that you feel you have to,
yeah,
but feeling you desire, you want to.
Yes.
And the fear, what is it saying?
The fear is like, just be careful or protect yourself from not being accepted or from not being successful. Or that's also in very nice words. I feel like my fear would is more realistically saying, just don't do it, don't do it. Yes.
Does the fear, do we need to create like another sphere dedicated to the fear? How is it like if you connect now to the other sphere of the mind, is it talking through the mind? Is it influencing the mind and the soul? I know it's a visual exercise what I'm doing. But like, how do you see them if you had to picture them? Where is the fear? What is it doing to the other spheres?
I feel like the fear is definitely present in the mind. And for some reason, I picture it as gray and as hollow, but it's still very present. It's like constant, but as opposed to the one from my soul that feels heavy and grounded, this one feels very hollow and very almost like floating, but like it's just there.
Yeah,
it's I feel floating.
Yeah, yes. I feel it's very present, and it's almost the image I had is a spider, but it's not the correct image. It's taking over your mind almost in a very intense way. The fear is almost like if the mind was a plane, it's the fear is the pilot.
Yes.
So it's completely controlling your mind.
Yes, it is. It feels very constant.
Yeah. To be honest, as I connect to it, I'm like, whoa, this feels a lot. Breathe in, breathe out. The breath is helping you to stay in your body, grounded, safe in your body. You are safe. And you are safe right here, right now. I feel the energy is very intense.
Yes.
And how do you feel is the sphere of the mind?
I feel like it's omnipresent, like it's always there. And I feel like it's like almost, to put like a metaphor, it's like almost if there was like a fly and it's constantly just annoying me or just constantly floating around my head. It feels the complete opposite of the sphere in my soul, which is like more grounded.
I want to propose you an exercise to see how it shifts. What happens for your mind if the fear for a second is taken out of that system? Like the fear is gone.
It feels empty. It feels empty, but in the sense of peace.
So you see from your answer, what we need to work around is the fear.
Yes.
Correct? Yeah.
Yes.
Now, can you picture, tell me how is the fear? Like if it had a color, if it was a texture, an animal, whatever comes up to you.
It's definitely gray. Yeah, it's definitely gray. And it feels like air, but like constant wind.
Yeah, exactly. It's so interesting because that's really what I felt around the sphere of the mind is like it's windy. It's something that is, yeah, not grounded. So if we go into the other energy. So again, keep on breathing in and out. Where do you feel that fear in the body?
I feel like I feel it in two places.
Yeah.
It's in my mind, almost as if it was a migraine.
Yeah.
But I also feel it in my chest.
Yeah. Okay. Where do you want to start releasing it? The mind or your chest?
I would say my chest.
Okay. So connect to that part of your body consciously. Breathe in and out. And just know that even if this fear doesn't feel good at all and is impacting you hugely in how much you want to make progress and really you don't like her, know that initially it has good intention, even though you might not see it. But this fear, as also you said a bit before, is trying to protect you. It might be trying to protect you from failing, from being seen fully as who you are. Like somewhere, somehow in your body was stored maybe a memory, past experience, maybe something that was passed on to you is just don't do it because it's risky, very risky. So we just want to acknowledge her intention, her desire to support you in a way that is not partially supporting you, but it has good intention, so that you start connecting with that fear also in a more loving way and not hating it and hating part of yourself, of course, through it. I keep inviting you on breathing in and out. And what do you feel this fear living in your chest needs?
I feel like reassurance. Yes, just reassurance, almost like just a hug.
So do like really imagine yourself giving that big hug. Maybe you are saying her a few words of reassurance, giving her that sense of safety, reassurance, love, understanding for what she's trying to do. Whatever you feel she needs, you can send that energy into your chest. She doesn't have to hide behind the mind's excuses or stories. You see her now for what she was trying to do. What is happening to the sensation in the chest? Is it evolving?
It feels less intense. It feels completely different from the beginning. I feel like just more calm.
Yeah, I feel it moved from this agitation to, as you said, something more calm. You can stay with her, really, with that loving, reassuring energy. Do you feel she needs anything else?
Not really. I think just the constant reminder, assurance.
So you can, even if we go now into your mind, you can leave that love, that good energy for her. It's not as if you would be leaving her. You've built that energy, we've built it around her, and she's bathing into that, relaxing, just enjoying the presence you gave her. And I want to know, how does it feel now in your mind?
I feel like in my mind is still this migraine feeling almost.
Yeah.
And I feel like just because it's working overtime, it's so many thoughts and so much noise, it feels like a migraine almost.
And what would your mind need?
I feel like some peace and quiet.
It's so fun. I want to share with you the image I had. I'm curious if that will resonate. It's almost you have all these voices in your head. Imagine a theater, and there were all these voices maybe jumping around. It's a complete mess. It's uncontrolled. Like they were jumping everywhere. No one was sitting and running over the major stage. And now we are just asking all these voices and that show up through different sentences you said before, and asking them to just sit down, take a seat in the theater. And I see them all like as little people sitting down, and they look at the stage, and on the stage, they see what is happening in your chest, and they see how the fear is lovingly embraced by you, hugged and reassured. And they're watching this, and it's bringing them also calmness and understanding what was agitating them and making them go all over the place. It's a bit like a puppet. They were the puppets and they were just reacting without knowing what was happening and not feeling uncontrollable.
Yes, I love this analogy actually, because I feel like I'm not kicking these voices out of my head or the fear. I'm not telling my fear to just leave, but just to calm down and just to trust.
And you can repeat to that fear, as you have all these little voices, they're sitting now, everyone is calm and listening to you. You breathe in and out. Then you really make space for the fear and bringing her again the love, the reassurance, and you can say inside of you and to her, I am safe, we are safe. I am safe. We are safe. I am safe. And we are safe. And you can keep that sentence also in the future when you feel it starts to be, again, the mess. You can put your hand on your chest. I did it intuitively. And being in touch really with the fear, saying that to yourself. And you can add like thanking her for the work she has been doing so far in her own way, the protection she wanted to provide, And I just want her to know that, again, she's safe and she doesn't need to protect you that way anymore. You know, she can come with you and see how you create and see. You can also go into past experiences, moments of appreciation, desire to work with you, see your passion, see how good you feel when you are creating, and that this is a safe path for you.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe in, breathe out. How do you feel in your body?
I feel definitely grounded, as opposed to how I started in the beginning of this.
And I also feel your soul is more present and took up bigger space as you did that exercise. Your inner self, it expanded in you.
Yes, 100%.
And if it's fine for you, you can take 1, 2, 3 deeper breaths. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Take your time.
That was very vulnerable, but also very necessary, I feel like.
I feel the energy is still moving, so give it some time to integrate. But it was a beautiful work you've done to connect to that. And before I add anything, like, now if you see yourself making yourself visible, moving with your passion, sharing it, how does that feel to you? How do you want to move?
I feel like, in a way, that I've talked a lot about feeling grounded, but also just more present. And I feel like right now, especially after this exercise, I feel a level of presence that I haven't felt in a long time, because I've always lived in my mind or in the noise in my mind. And right now I feel, yes, a level of presence that I haven't felt in a long time.
Yeah, and I feel the mind is more peaceful. It's not taking up all the space.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And before, like, as we were doing the exercise, it's interesting because you gave me a confirmation that, like, I work a lot with what I feel as we work together. And at the beginning of the session, when you shared, like, the voices in your head, I was like, no, I heard what you said, and I can imagine you have these voices, but I could have worked on every voice and changing it. But I felt, no, it's almost the voice inside of me was like, no, it's not true. There is something, it's not that what we need to work on. And as the picture came and you shared the fear, it's really this puppet image of the fear is hiding herself through the voices that she's creating. So it's like, if I take the time to deconstruct every sentence I'm thinking, it doesn't help me really, because I need to work with the fear directly, the one who is holding the puppet, if we keep the image. So I'm very happy that came up, because that was what you needed.
100%. Yes. It was really the fear controlling the whole narrative right now. And I feel like I always felt like, oh, I just wanted to go away, but that wasn't really the solution for me to feel more present, but more like to have this moment of, I'm going to listen to the sensation and I'm going to understand it. And I feel like that's what I was lacking. Yeah, I was lacking understanding of my fear. Yes.
And the connection to it, the feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise we are avoiding what we feel and we can't move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exactly that, like, that's the reason why people come to me. So it's a good, it was a, yeah, a perfect alignment.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I don't want to add anything. I feel we've talked about many things. We've moved a lot. I'm curious if you want to share in the next days or weeks, like, how it landed, how things are doing for you. And I want to re-invite you. I had sent you the link. I'm doing currently an experience that is called She Comes Alive, and which is really about stop delaying your creation and move with your talents and with fun into creating. And it's really what I felt as we did the session is super aligned for you.
Mm-hmm.
It will give you even more insights. If you want to join, of course, it's your decision.
I wrote it down, so I remember.
How do you feel if we end here? Is that good for you? Do you have any other question?
No, I feel good. I feel like this is the sweet spot for sure.
Thank you so much for opening, for doing the work. And I'm curious when you will hear the recording, also the part really of your soul knows you have a very unique creative talent and you will succeed, and letting yourself truly go into your way of being creative.
Yes, I'm really curious as well to listen to it again, and also to let this really sink in the next few days. And yes, I'm very grateful for sure. I'm really grateful for this experience.
You're super welcome. Thank you for having trusted me, chosen me to guide you for that step. How was this episode for you? Did it resonate with your own path, with your own patterns, with your own story, and where? I would love to know. Leave a comment wherever you are listening to it. Send me an email or join me like on my Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or LinkedIn. If you type Gloria Jensen Coaching, you will easily find me. It was extremely interesting for me on how her soul guided me as well in this session, because I could have worked in only a coaching way, like let's deconstruct what are these voices, what you are thinking. And as you've seen, I didn't go into the voices that were happening, because the felt sensation and the message coming from her soul was so clear that it cut through the crap and the stories we tell ourselves. And I feel like we don't even need to work around that, because her soul and through my words and energy wanted me to transmit the information to her that success is going to happen, that her soul is extremely creative and powerful in that creation and has something very unique to bring. And I sensed it from her presence. It was so clear to me that I was like, I'm sorry, but like, I cannot go into the stories that she was telling to herself. And that's when the magic happened, as we did the energy work. I'm like, ah, now I got the missing piece. I had the sensations, but of course it's through the work unfolding that we have then the answers for her. An extremely beautiful session that shows you exactly how I work, like blending in multiple approaches so that you get what you exactly need to move forward. And currently, as I record this episode, I am running an experience that is free, that is called She Comes Alive. So about supporting creative and sensitive souls to stop delaying their next creation and birthing it finally, like really based on your talents and with fun. Because as you might feel from the session, we have pressure, all these doubts and fears coming up, and all of that is making us move into a free state, or at least diminishing our power to create what we desire, our own creativity, ideas, our ability to birth something very unique to us. So it's so interesting, because this session is exactly in the right moment for the experience I'm running. Depending on when you listen to the podcast, the experience might be finished, but check the links so that you can access to it if you are interested in that experience. Even more, join me in the mastermind that is an expansion and an extension of this free experience, where I'm really supporting you through a 7-month journey into creating what you desire. And of course, at the core is creating the new identity and the new person you are becoming, who is an alive creator, moving with your aliveness, moving with your passion, with your talents, with your fun, with your desire to do something and creating it. I would love to have you, and I see you in the next episode, or in the experience, or in the mastermind. Bye bye. Thank you for joining the inner space. Make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, or share it with someone who might need exactly this encouragement. And until next time, keep exploring your inner space, where authenticity sets you free.